All right, well, good morning. 7:52. Oh my God, really? 7:52 a.m. on Thursday, September the 26th, 2024. New phone, who dis? I'm not too sure about this recording, to be perfectly frank. The waveform showing up on the screen here is not really making me feel really good about how much of the background is being picked up versus how much of my voice is being picked up. But we'll give it a go. It can't be any worse than using my hearing aids to record with. I hope. Jeez, that was pretty bad. Anyway, yeah, I got the new phone. Why did I get a new phone? I think I talked about it, but I probably talked about it on a day when the recording didn't work. Anyway, I got a new OtterBox for my S20 Note. And when it came in, and I went to put the new S20 Note, with the new box on the Note, I took the box apart and the phone fell apart. Swollen battery. Yeah, not good news. The back case had been pushed completely off, except for a little bit where the phone, where the connections for the camera were near the top. I jammed it all back into the new box, and the new box held it all together quite nicely. It was really quite nice, except that. Call me a chicken, but I have a hard time trusting battery swollen that badly. The phone did have a tendency to get real hot when in the charging cradle sometimes. Not always, but really warm other times. So I went over to AT&T, where I got the phone, and they said, you know, we can sell you, we'd be happy to sell you a new phone, but this phone is still insured. For a small service fee, you could get a new phone tomorrow. And I'm like, what? This is like early afternoon. One, two in the afternoon. And they said, yeah, go home, file a form. You'll have to give them some numbers and stuff, but file a form. In theory, it should be accepted. And for a service fee of maybe $200, they will send you a new phone, a new comparable phone. And you'll have it by tomorrow, probably. I thought, no. But I took it. I thought, well, you know, it's paid $1,200 for a new phone, or try the insurance route, put up with it for a day. And sure enough, I'm gonna stick this in an inner pocket, try to keep the stress off the connectors. And sure enough, I got a FedEx with a new phone in it yesterday with $150. Basically the deductible. And they don't make notes anymore, sadly. Good morning. So I couldn't get a new note. But I got a S21 Ultra, which does recognize a stylus. It just doesn't come with one. I'm gonna keep the stylus from the Note, and I'll need to get something like an S Pen pocket for it or something, and put it on the case when the case comes on Saturday. So we're giving it a go. We're underway with the new phone. I have the other one in my pocket just in case. But Yeah, with any luck, I'll be back to one device. Assuming that this little dongle thing is not borked as well. I got a good solid connection. It doesn't rattle in the case, which is what happened with the other one. So yeah, new phone, who dis? I also baked bread this morning, so I'm a little bit late. Later than I wanted to be, but I made it. I'm out, moving. The bread came out good. I put a bonus picture up on Flickr and Instagram if you're interested in seeing two loaves of bread, fresh baked. Oh my God, it smells so good. I gotta wait for it to cool before I can cut into it. I still have a couple of, maybe a slice and a slice and a heel left on the last loaf. But, oh man, fresh bread smells so good. I guess I didn't really need three shirts this morning. The official temperature is 51. Outside my back door, it's like 54. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to want the extra shirt. And truth is, with the sun up, yeah, it's not as cool as I thought it was going to be. It's a nice morning. Noisy morning. Holy crap, the traffic on West 20th was deafening. But, you know, I got my magic ears tuned into the new phone okay. I was able to listen to tunes. I had to crank them up a little bit, but, you know. Got a meeting this morning later. I got to go talk to the bank. No big deal. It's a meet and greet for new personnel. And I have to go meet with them. They get a little antsy when I start, you know, they see money coming in from overseas. Not massive amounts, but enough to make them want to know more about the 71-year-old guy who gets money from overseas. Lots of people out this morning. Well, cars. I've only actually seen one person. Oh, here comes it's another one. This is the guy with the little dog. He has heart condition, so he has to walk every day. Good morning. Lovely day. Lovely day. Dogs, man. What are you going to do?
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I see you out all the time.
Yeah, I see you once in a while.
Once in a while. I'm not as regular. I used to do it like every, you know, right on the knot every day, and it's like, you know, so sometimes I make
like
it.
You were laid up for that time, so you lose the interest.
Yeah.
It's hard to get back into it.
It really is.
Yeah. Have a good day.
Take care. He's a good guy. Another old fart like me. Dog walker coming up behind. Damn dogs, Jesus. We have a lot of noisy dogs in this neighborhood. It didn't used to be. It used to be a lot quieter. Maybe I'm just old and crotchety and aware of it more. It's nice walking at sunrise. Good morning. Okay, well. I don't blame you, lady. scruffy looking bearded fucker walking by waving at you, I probably would look twice and then look away. sorry about the F-bomb. So I got my birthday present early. I got a new phone. I might treat myself to some more stuff later. There's been some good winds aloft. That plane flying overhead is crabbing sideways about 15 degrees. But it's really calm down here. Of course, I'm sheltered and hidden behind trees and buildings and stuff. It's a lovely morning. It's a noisy morning. Jeez, there's a second set of sirens. I think that's the fire engine. The earlier one was the ambulance. Now we turn right into the sun, heading east, the long eastern reach. Looks like they're letting some of this side yard here rewild. The lawns by the assisted living place are nicely trimmed, but that trimming does not extend down to the what was the prairie dog village and is now just scraggly looking grasses. They did plant some shrubs or something. They're marked with poles to keep them from being mowed, I suppose, but they don't look too healthy. Good morning, sunflowers. Some, not giant, but wild. Hello, monk post. So, I picked up Wandering In. It's a book that's been around for, God, forever. It started out as a web serial novel, I think on Royal Road. And when people start talking about lit RPG, they talk about Wandering In, and it's like, oh, it's a great book, it's a great book. I think I've picked up the sample 5 or 6 times. And every time I get about a page and a half in and go, nope. And stuff it. But I was wandering through Lit RPG on Reddit the other day, and there were a couple of people that had their, I don't know how they generate their lists. They have these ranking lists. S, A, B, C, D, E, F, etc. With the little cover thumbnails. And they had Wandering In as number one, as superior, or S, whatever the hell S is. And I'm going, seriously? Because they've got other books there that I really like listed. And it's like, they like the books that I like, and they also like Wandering In. What am I missing? What the hell is going on? Oh, good morning, Pooch. A very quiet dog sitting, waiting for his friendly treats to show up. I noticed the guy who walks the Cocker Spaniel stops here every day with the Cocker and they socialize a bit. I think there's also a lady who walks, who has a couple of kids, and one of the toddlers likes to pat the dog. I'd be a little leery about having a toddler pat a dog, but okay. So I picked up another sample and I gave it another go. And I noticed that there's like 10 or 12 of these books. And the first one is really big. So I may be with wandering in for a while because this time I got sucked in. This time I got hooked. This time Aaron Solstice became a person of interest, and I wanted to find out what she's going to do next with her wandering in. An interesting challenge, certainly. An interesting concept for isekai. Didn't even worry about how the portal happened, just it happened and here I am and what the actual is going on here. And yeah, off to the races. I'm kind of liking it. X4 Foundations is still, it's not eating my brain as badly as it was. I mean, it was like, yeah, but no, I can actually put it down now, walk away, go read, get something to eat, fix dinner. Mac and cheese tonight, I think. It's a challenge. It's a new challenge. It's a new game. I watched a couple of videos and one of the commenting heads pointed out right at the very beginning, this is a long, slow burn game. And I'm pretty sure they're right. I've been not. I've been focusing on making some money, getting some miners going, trying to keep them from getting blown up, trying to collect some loose loot. And I got a pretty good start. It's at that point in the game, I get this place in Factorio where I get to a certain point and I have to burn it all down and rebuild it all. Or if I'm not happy with the way that it's going, I just start a new map. And yeah, I could start a new map. I've given it serious consideration to starting over now that I know at least some of what the hell's going on. But unlike Factorio or Ark, even, there are some long-term non-cash benefits that accrue over time that are not easily recovered if I were to give them up. So I have top level reputation with one of the more player-friendly factions and I have second tier reputation with two or three others, which lets me have access to their higher tier ships. And so being able to do that and have the fleet I already have, even if it all gets blown up today, along with a really solid financial cushion that I could replace several of these ships with very little problem, and have them be better than the replacement ships right now would be much better than the ones that I have, with a couple of minor exceptions. So, you know, there's one strategy that says take the time and go through and find the ones that aren't very good and strip them down and sell them. Take the money and buy new ships and outfit them properly. Or just wait for a bit, they'll get blown up by pirates or something. Also a valid strategy. So, I don't know, X4 is fun. X4 is, it really is the EVE Online that I wanted. Because while I run the risk of NPCs, I don't run into people whose sole mission in life is to teach me why I shouldn't be playing the game. Because they've been playing for 20 years and newcomers need to toughen up and die. Which is not a terrible overgeneralization. But there's enough really aggravating, toxic people in EVE Online. I had enough. Still have all the logins. Transferred them all over to the new phone, so I have authenticator for them all. I'm still pissed that way back in the day, apparently I had created an account for Nathan Lowell, and I can't recover it because I don't know what the password was. And I don't have that email anymore. Because it was when I was with the university. Oh, look. My nose is running off my face. But I am at the back gate. That point in time, 8:15, oh my God, where I say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.